2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. It's Friday, the 18th day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 43 degrees.
Starting to see some delay on I-15 now in Lehigh. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, new details should come out today outlining big changes to Utah's tax system. But with a big tax cut.
And I think they're getting very close to a very positive proposal.
Utah tax reform. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center to begin our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, the state's tax reform task force has been meeting all summer. They're expected to release the plan today. And Natalie Gogner at the University of Utah Business School talked to KSL about the big issues on her mind.
They really have to get drivers to pay more. Because we're a growing state, we need to invest in capacity, and drivers got to pay their fair share. And we got to find a better way to help low-income families than the sales tax on food.
Utah policy says the plan will have new taxes for some services, get rid of the educational earmark from income tax, and have perhaps a 10% tax cut for Utahns. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Lawmakers say a lot of legislators and restaurant owners have questions about the state's liquor laws, and they're hoping a summit at the Capitol will change that.
Some lawmakers say there's a delicate balance they need to achieve. They need to make sure adults who want to buy alcohol can get it, while making sure underage people can't get it. And in recent years, it's been hard for some people to keep up with the laws.
There's been a lot of changes to put us more in lockstep with probably an average of what goes on across the country.
Senator Jerry Stevenson says the summit is designed to help lawmakers and business owners understand them. Representative Timothy Hawk says many policymakers aren't even sure what they mean by Utah being a control state.
It's been a struggle through our history. It continues to be a struggle and will be a struggle in the future, but we hope to get it right.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A new poll finds that a majority of Utah voters are opposed to tax reform ideas.
Utah tax reform. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Tim, the GOP-dominated legislative task force will be putting forward their ideas today and seeking public comment next week. If polling numbers from UtahPolicy.com are any indication, then there might be significant pushback. Their findings show that just under half of all voters are against an increase taking away an exemption to the gas tax. That's compared to only 35% that support it. Even less popular is an idea to reinstate the full state sales tax on unprepared food. 66% of Utahns say they don't want to see that. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Much cooler today than yesterday, but the sky should be clear. Tomorrow starts nice, but by the afternoon, we'll start seeing rain showers that will eventually turn to snow.
It looks like we're going to get accumulations out of this one on Sunday, so the mountain areas could easily see 8 to 12 inches of snow. Heber could get 3 inches. The same thing with Park City, several inches of snow possible there. And even the valleys here could see a trace of accumulation by Sunday afternoon.
Grant says Monday is looking clear, but remains cooler than normal. By Tuesday, we should be back to near normal temperatures.
The clock might not be ticking yet on a ceasefire. KSL's top national stories now. Let's go back to Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, border fighting is reported in the Kurdish-held city of Ras al Ain, Syria, after a five-day ceasefire was announced by Vice President Pence yesterday. He said the U.S. and Turkey are committed
to a peaceful resolution and future for the safe zone.
While Turkey agreed to halt their incursion, the Kurds were not party to yesterday's agreement. President Trump went to friendly territory for a rally last night. The Dallas arena had 20,000 inside and another reported 30,000 watching in video screens outside. Nearby, Democrat presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke held a counter rally saying his side is not building walls.
We're building bridges to connect us.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry is leaving by the end of the year. He's among the longest tenured in the Trump administration, having been on the job 3 years. President Trump says he's known Perry's plans for months.
And he's been outstanding. and we already have his replacement.
That nominee hasn't been named publicly. And e-cigarette maker Juul is suspending sales of most of their sweet-flavored vaping products pending an FDA review. The San Francisco company is the largest in the vaping industry, saying they will continue selling mint and menthol flavors. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Top executives of California's largest utility are expected at an emergency meeting Friday to answer questions by state regulators about a massive preemptive power shutdown. The meeting of the California Public Utilities Commission in San Francisco comes as outrage grows against Pacific Gas and Electric Company. The utility cut off power to more than 2 million people in Northern and Central California earlier this month, saying high winds could have damaged equipment and sparked fires.
Demolition experts on the scene of that partial building collapse that killed three people in New Orleans.
The two massive tower cranes that were being used in the construction of the Hard Rock Hotel were badly damaged when the building came crashing down. Engineers say that if the cranes fall, they could destroy surrounding structures. And so,
they're putting explosives on the cranes. They're cutting some with torches to weaken it in the right spots.
New Orleans Fire Chief Tim McConnell.
They believe they can bring those down exactly where they stand.
They hope to do it before the expected arrival of tropical storm force winds tonight. Jim Ryan, ABC News.